Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM, Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Yes, they do look good, ladies. And when you search the dictionary for the word foine, that is F-O-I-N-E, you will see a picture of these men in the dictionary. The Silver Fox Squad has been breaking the internet with their bearded, buffed, bold, and brilliant video postings. But there's more to them than the sex appeal of furry faces. There's some real stuff to the fluff. Two of them joining me tonight at the men's roundtable to talk about what this group is all about. Irvin Randall is the 60-year-old married creator of the Silver Fox Squad, and Michael Johnson is a 51-year-old married member of the squad. If you have questions or comments about the Silver Fox Squad, lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also tweet your questions or comments to me at H. Fisher, W-H-U-R, or follow me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Irvin, Michael, thank you both for joining the conversation.
Hello, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great, but not as good as you guys are doing right now. I mean, you know, you guys have got it going on. You know, breaking laptops, desktops, smartphones, stealing grandmas, grandfathers getting mad. You know,
oh, man.
Thank you for that introduction.
you are quite welcome. Look, I've got to put this out here because, first of all, as I said, you know, you guys are married, Irvin and Michael. You're both married, but there's some single guys in the group, right?
Yes,
there are some single guys in the group. So let me
say, got a couple.
You got a couple of single guys in the group. Yeah, I've got some single sisters friends I spoke to today. You know, my friend Janelle, she's here in the district, and you know, my friend Angela, she's out of town right now, but both of them said, put a bid in for me.
Oh, I never heard that one, but I'll go for it.
Yeah, I put it. Right. You know, both of them, quality sisters. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
We'll be in your town real soon. Exactly.
I'll let them know. Listen, okay. Irvin, how did this whole thing come about?
Let me tell you, man. I've been out here for myself for a minute. You know, putting some things on the gram and Facebook. So when the Don't Rush Me challenge came, and I was like, I think I can do this, because me and Titus and a couple other guys were already friends. We met each other down in Essence 1 year. And I can only tell you, when I saw the Don't Rush Me, I said, let me call them up and let me see if they want to do this. And let me tell you something, man, when you're 50-plus, some of us don't know our right from our left. We were trying to, I said, throw your handkerchief to your right. Throw your handkerchief to your right and throw it to the left, you know, so the next person could catch it, and then you throw it to the next person. We got to make it seem like that, because we're all in different cities, right?
Right.
And putting it together, man, it took me about 5 hours to put that together. I got so frustrated. And I thought, whatever it is. But I didn't want to use the Don't Rush Me song they had going at that time. And I can only tell you, man, I am a Marvin Gaye fan. And I said, I'm going to put this Marvin Gaye to it. You know, somebody going to say something, or they're going to just stop the video. But I can only tell you, putting that Marvin Gaye song to that video, it just, like, went so viral for us. And we did not expect it.
It's amazing you know, to me, because, you know, I remember that. And Titus has been on this show, as a matter of fact. He was on the program a couple of months ago. And
oh,
yeah, and you know, really, really great guy, obviously. Didn't, yeah. But it never really occurred to me that, you know, he was, you know, part of, you know, this, you know, the Silver Fox squad. And as I said, you know, in the beginning, you know, you guys look really, really good. But, you know, Michael, it's not just about the look. There is some stuff to the fluff.
Absolutely.
Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so first of all, thank you for that wonderful introduction. I'm pretty much floored over here. there's much more to us. One of the things that we really want to do is to represent men probably from 40 to about 60 years old. And one of the bigger things, or larger things we want men to know is, man, lean into this age bracket. Don't run away from it. Let the silver come in. Let the gray come in. Let the beard come in. Let it all go. One of the things about being this age, man, that's so wonderful is that we've learned so much over the years. We've grown so much. We're much smarter. We're much wiser. And dare I say, much better looking at this age. And with this gray and this silver, it really does make us a little bit more distinguished. It looks that way, and we really are. And what we want to do is just be an encouragement to all men. Listen, get rid of that dad bod. You can be fit. You can be fashionable and all these kind of good things. Just because you're 50 is not a death sentence. It's actually it's a beautiful place to be. It really, really is. And we're just enjoying it, as you can see. And so I hope more men will adopt that theory and just let it go. Put down that Beijing. Let that gray and that silver come through.
Yeah, I do need to ask you. I want to drill down a little bit about that, too. But before I do that, let me put this out here. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking to members of the Silver Fox Squad. You've seen these guys. They have these wonderfully well-groomed beards, super handsome, well-groomed, great clothes, great videos. As I said, these are the guys that can steal your grandma, so be careful. If you have a comment, if you have a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You know, actually, I spoke to my mom about it this morning. My mother's always had a thing, not only for Marvin Gaye, but also for beards. And she said, "And how old are they?" And I said, "Well," I said, "Mom, I think they're, you know, in their 60s. And she said, "Oh, that's okay." But
oh man, tell her we're quite healthy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, about, you know, my mother is a fine 79, so she's good.
Okay.
She's doing okay. But here is the thing, though, that this is the thing that I really wanted to ask. And let's be honest. Are there any beard weaves on those faces?
No.
No, indeed.
Okay.
Let's tell the truth. Absolutely not.
Okay, no. Because see, I can't grow a beard, but that, you know, that's just not my thing. I've got a little bit of a goatee, but growing a beard has just never been my thing. Is that the requirement? You've got to have the beard, and is Ron Isley an honorary member?
He's coming close to the group, I can tell you that.
I think so.
Yes, he's coming close to the group, and we have something planned for us in September, so we can't really share right now, but I can only tell you it's going to be so amazing, it's just going to blow your mind. So just stay tuned for that one. You're just going to be blown away with that.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Talking to members of the Silver Fox Squad. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call. Let's go to Fee calling for Baltimore. Hey, Fee, how are you?
What's up, Harold T? I'm wonderful. I just want to say I love these guys. I follow them. They're such an inspiration.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Not only to and for men, but also for women, it helps to motivate and inspire us to keep it right and tight. So thank you for what you do and your representation online. It's all good stuff, and I appreciate y'all.
Okay. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
We appreciate you. Yeah, please follow us.
Yeah, how can people follow you on social media? And thank you, Fee. How can they follow you, Michael, on social media?
Yeah, you can go out. We're on all the social media platforms. You can go out to Facebook, Instagram, even TikTok. It's the Silver Fox Squad. You can also follow us at the Silver Fox Squad fan page. Either of those two on all social media platforms.
Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Barbara, calling from Maryland. Hey, Barbara, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I love following them, watching it. I think when the men are white and gray, it makes them look very distinguished, and it drives me nuts. To see that. I love it. I mean, I take that as them growing older gracefully. And I love
it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Settle down, Barbara.
I'm not here. My husband is sitting here.
Okay.
He's getting closer to that more grayish. He's not as full-blown gray, but he's halfway gray. And I love it.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Barbara, thank you so much. Thank you for your phone call. I do want to talk to you about how did you bring the guys together, Irvin? I mean, do you run into them? How many are in the squad right now? Are you taking, this is a serious question, man, are you taking new members? I mean, is this eventually, yeah. I mean, is this going to be like, look, I'm a Kappa. Is this going to be like a fraternity or something? Okay, we'll see. There you go. And that, it makes sense now.
Yes, and we are taking new members. As you can see, you have to bring the heat with us. You know, we just don't, you know, sit around and go city to city and take pictures. I could tell you the guys came to Houston about 3 months ago, and we did a 14-mile bike ride.
Wow.
And, yeah, we and Mike can tell you, we're very – we get out there and we jog, we exercise, and I can only tell you, you know, when I go on Instagram and I see Titus at the gym, I just get real mad. And I call him and just say so many things to him that I can't say on the radio. you can't be doing that. But, you know, he motivates us and, you know, keep the group going. So, but we are opening, have some openings real soon after September. We want some more guys to come in and see. You know, we're just not a bunch of guys that's hanging together with great beards. We do a lot of things. I can only tell you, and Mike can tell you too as well, when we come to the cities, we do events where we try to raise money for young boys.
Excellent.
And give them back. Because you will be so surprised, some of these boys and some of these men don't know how to tie ties. They don't know the right cologne. Yep. You know, they don't know how to do certain things when it comes to dress and to impress, you know. So we do a lot of things like that, you know, to help our group and to giving back to the community because we get so much love, we just want to give it back.
And I do want to talk a little bit more about that, but please go right ahead, Michael. You were going to say something.
Yeah, I was just going to jump on top of what Irvin was saying. I mean, Irvin is 1,000,000% correct. The group in and of itself, Irvin runs a very tight ship. We, in order to be in this group, part of the requirement is that silver, that gray, that beard. But also, too, you got to be very fit. As you can see in our pictures, and Irvin can speak to this, we were in Miami earlier this month, and I'll tell you, just like he said about Titus, no one wants to stand next to Titus.
Mm-hmm.
No, none of us do. And so we are very conscious about Irvin's he makes sure that this is part of what we do, is to stay fit. That means, you know, taking care of yourselves, exercising, eating right. All of these different things, in addition to, of course, making sure that you're groomed well, you want to be fit as well. And so that's a huge part of being in this group.
Mm. I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Ken from Upper Marlboro, Mike from Clinton, so please don't hang up. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking to the Silver Fox Squad, some great guys who are doing some great things, not only on the internet, but in the community. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, channel 141, 96.3 HD2. Don't forget to download the app, and you can hear the program in its entirety live, as well as 98.3 FM. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This discussion continues in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. I am talking to members of the Silver Fox Squad. They are the bold, bearded, and buffed men. They've broken the internet with their sex appeal posts, but they are doing some great things in the community and for men and self-esteem. My guests are Michael Johnson and Irvin Randall. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ken, calling from Upper Marlboro. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to find out, what are they going to get their beards groomed or you know, what's the criteria for joining this group? Someone had mentioned it to me about a year and a half ago, and I tried to find out, was I interested? And I said, well, I told them, let me look into actually what it is that they're actually doing, and how do they keep their beards groomed? Are they going to a barber, or are they just doing it themselves?
Michael, is that your wheelhouse?
Yeah, I think that's both of our wheelhouses, actually, all of ours, to be honest. Me personally, I do both. I see a barber, and I also do it myself, because, you know, there's an in-between time where you have to actually just get it done and keep your face nice and clean, and, you know, pretty much ready for whenever we might have to go. You never know when Urban might say, hey, we need to be on a plane in a couple of days, and we got to be X, Y, or Z, or be ready to take these pictures today and submit them. So we have to pretty much stay ready and prepare.
No, we don't have to take it home.
Okay. Uh-oh. Did you get that, Ken?
No.
Got all that. I'm fine and tuned. Like I said, someone mentioned them to me to join it, but I could never find a criteria for getting into a group of that sort.
So how would you join, Irvin, if somebody – I know you said that there were some – possible availabilities coming up in September. So how would somebody go about joining the group?
So what we're going to do, you know, since we've been viral now, a lot of guys been DM all of us individually, sending us pictures and everything. It's kind of overwhelming right now. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do, we're going to open up a email in September where you can send everything there. So when we get together, and we're going to have a Zoom with you as a group and vote for you, or not vote for you to be in the group, you know, to see if you have that heat that we're looking for to keep this group keep going. So that's going to happen in September. But I want to add on to what he was just saying about, and Mike was saying about the beard. You know, we have a stylist in our group, and Mike knows our stylist. He's kind of hard on us, and I hired him for that. And one of the things is, you know, also being in the group, one of the criteria, you know, make sure we have pedicures, manicures, and he said, for God's sake, go get your beard trim. You know, so that's one of the things, you know, that we do in the group, and make sure that the beard is smelling nice and it's all, and, you know, things, it just has that look that ladies like, oh, my God, and we get it all the time when we're in public together. Oh, my God, your beards look healthy and it looks nice. So that's what we want to put out there as well, because everybody's beard don't look healthy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a good point. Ken, thank you so much for your phone call. Let me talk to Mike. Mike calling from Clinton. Mike, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I just want to say how much I am impressed with these young men that are on the Silver Fox Squad. I happen to be a 70-year-old man who really looks towards a different look and a better look. And I think they represent and should reach out to the younger generation also. You know, tennis shoes are fine. Jeans are great. Shorts are wonderful. But there are times when a man needs to look like a man. And exactly. These guys simply represent the way a man should look, not only when he's going out, but how a man should look, period. And these young men really exemplify that look, and I want to congratulate them all. Now, I am a little biased because one of the Silver Fox happens to be my son.
Oh, well, then there you go.
Whom you have on the show with you right now. Now, Irvin is not my son. Irvin is not my son, but I'm not mad that he's not. But the other young man that you have on there, Mr. Johnson, is my son. I want to say congratulations to them. I want to say that I wish them nothing but more success. But I would like to say, gentlemen, please reach back. I know the 50 and over is the crowd, but please continue to show these other young men out here how a man is supposed to look, how he is supposed to be groomed, how he can be dressed. And most assuredly, self-esteem will take you a long way.
It sure will. But, sir, let me add on to your story. This is my dad.
I know what you're going to say, everybody. That's why I'm laughing.
This is Mike's dad.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you something. I have to share this story with you, how I met Mike. We went to Baltimore, and I was telling the style, we need some hats. We need some hats. And so he said, well, there's this guy in D.C. area. He has a shop. He has hats. And he's going to drive over. He's going to come to the hotel. We had an event that night. And Tim was saying, he said, well, the guy's at the hotel, he's waiting on us. And so I told him, we gotta go. Let's get on this bus. We gotta go. The guy's at the hotel. And so I had no idea what Mike looked like or nothing like that. And so when we got off the bus, we were so much in a hurry. So when I saw Mike standing in the foyer of the hotel, and I looked at him and I was like, golly, wait a minute. So when I passed him up, I didn't know it was him, but I saw him standing there. So I turned around and Tim said, oh, this is the guy right here. This is Mike. And I turned around and Mike could tell you the first thing I said to him, because Mike looks like my little brother to me. And I said, who your daddy?
He sure did.
my little brother and Mike could go for twins. So when I looked, I said, absolutely. Man, who your daddy? And we just fell out laughing. And that bond came so instantly. We went up to the room, and we bought some hats for Mike. And Mike was standing in the room with us, and we were all looking with the gray beards. And I looked over, and I said, he fits in well with this group. And I walked over to him. I said, hey, man, would you like to be in this group? He said, yeah, man, what I got to do? I said, I got you. You don't worry about it. I got you. And I can tell you from then on, it's been an amazing ride for myself and Mike and everybody else in the group. And it's just awesome to meet you, sir. And I thought for a second that was my brother.
Well, see, there you go. Mike, thank you so much for your phone call and giving kudos to your son. I appreciate you. I want to ask a question. I'm going to piggyback on something that we were talking about earlier. And maybe this is a generational thing, but Mike just touched on it. And I want to drill down a little bit more when you're talking about young men. And maybe I can start with you, Irvin, because
yes.
One of my guilty pleasures is this show Ready to Love with my frat brother nephew Tommy that was coming out of Houston. But one of the things that I noticed, and I also notice it here, that when you see men walking with women that they're dating, and they may even be women that they're married to, I don't know. But I've seen it on this show as well, that when the women show up for the date, the women, they're wearing dresses and heels, and their hair is done, they're made up. But the guys show up in jeans and tennis shoes and T-shirts. Yes. And I'm watching this on my sofa, and I've got one knee up, and my elbow is in my chest, and my fists are balled up, and it just grinds my gears. What's going on with that, Irvin?
You know, and I agree with you as well. You know, I watched that show, a couple of my friends on that show, two guys I know that are on that show, and I can only tell you, when I saw him on there, I called him immediately, and I'm not going to say his name, but I called him the first time I saw him. I was like, the jeans and the T-shirt, you don't go and present yourself to a woman when you're trying to find and looking for love on the show. And I can only tell you, I'll be by your house tomorrow. We're going to the mall. And we went to the mall, and let's get you some slacks. Let's get you some shirts. Let's get you some nice loafers. You know, if it's an even comfortable place, because most of the places they're shooting here in Houston are very trendy. It's nothing they have to wear a suit to, a suit and tie to. Unless they're going out for dinner that evening, yes, please wear a suit and tie and present yourself well to the lady, because she's sitting across from you, and you want her eyes to be looking at something, you know, pleasure, to where far can this go, you know? So I'm with you on that as to how we should dress. There's a time and a place for everything, for tennis shoes and white beaters and everything. We just had a major conversation the other night on Zoom about white beaters. So there's a time and place for everything that you need to wear. I can only tell you, men really don't know, and I can tell you from my closet, I got work clothes, I got play clothes, I got clothes I jog in, I got church clothes. You know, I got different sets of clothes that I wear at different sets of places, you know, as to how I want to be presented out there and for you to look at me and give me a compliment or two and say I fit in, you know, with the environment that I'm in. But I don't think you should wear these white beaters and these T-shirts and these tennis shoes on a date and try to impress someone that you're looking for, you know, for love or trying to be with somebody. It just don't look right to me. It just looks, I'm like you. I'll be on my TV and I'm fussing at the TV.
Right, so, yeah.
Part of the reason it is because as older men, we just haven't really kind of reached back to teach these younger guys. As an image consultant and stylist myself, that's one of the things that I always try to do is to reach back to these younger guys and say, look, like Irvin said, there's a time and a place for jeans, but guess what? A nice suit is sexy as well. A nice pair of socks is sexy as well. A nice pair, not hard bottoms, but leather bottom, leather shoes, that's sexy as well. But one of the things is they just don't know how to dress. And, you know, this is another lane that the Silver Fox Squad is filling where we're literally teaching this just by how we're dressing. So if you look and you pay attention to the pictures, Harold, you can see how you're going to see in different pictures we have a specific look. And for all of those looks, we just kind of, you know, we're literally trying to teach as well. I've heard several men say, hey, man, thank you for doing this. Thank you for showing us that as a 50-year-old, even as a 30-year-old or even 20s, we can wear some of these same things and look good. Yeah. Some of these guys just don't know, too, that you can also look good. And that's why, you know, going to an image consultant stylist, that could be very helpful in helping you advance your career, advance, you know, your dating life, you know, and some other things as well. So a lot of these guys just don't know, and so we're trying to help fill that void and teach them through these pictures, through these videos, and even some of the in-person things that we're going to do. You know, we're gonna make sure that we push that forward, that narrative forward. That yes, you know, that sagging pants stuff.
Yeah,
we got to come out of that.
Yeah, and look, you know, Irvin, help me with the whole wife beater thing. Can we change the name of that? Real talk, can we just change the name? Can we just go with tank tops? I've just always hated that term, wife beater.
I know, me too.
It just doesn't work for me. But here's the other thing when you're talking about young guys too, when you're talking about appearance and everything else. And I know what your answer is going to be, but help me with this also. Are you helping them with their manners?
Yes, we are. When we travel, I can only tell you, we travel with some ladies, and, you know, we make sure, okay, the ladies get in the first car. We open the door for them. When they get out the car, we help them get out of the car because mostly we get in SUVs and we'd have to step up or step down. We help them. We're always opening doors for them to enter first. When we come downstairs, when we're walking downstairs, you put your body in front of them. As to when we're walking downstairs, and just in case you might trip or something, you're the man, you're supposed to be there.
Yes.
And I can also tell you that we were in Miami, and we were walking down the street, And, you know, you don't let her walk out against the traffic. You walk out against the traffic just in case a car jumped the curb or something like that. You know, it's things like that, you know, we do. We went out for Saturday night in Miami, and it was 16 of us, and we had to wait for two tables, and the first table became available, and the ladies were standing there with their heels on. And Mike can tell you this. We all said, no, let the ladies go sit down first.
Absolutely.
We'll wait. Let the ladies sit down and eat first. You know, it's things like that, you know, that we try to show, you know, this is how you be a gentleman. And they all see it, and we all agree upon everything when we do, when we see ladies. You know, I try to tell the guys now, you know, with your face being so popular, and when we're traveling in the street, in the airport, and the ladies see you, and, you know, I do it, and I try to tell them to do it as well. Ask them their name, because the focus is on you, but you want to let them know, you know, hey, this is a good thing, you know me, and I just want to know your name, you know. So asking a lady her name is a good thing, too, as well, instead of giving her a nickname that you want to come up with, you know, things like that.
Talk to me about leaning into your confidence, because I think that for some men, we know that, you know, confidence is not a problem. Okay. But, you know, but for, you know, for others, when, you know, trying to make a decision about how you address women confidently without being arrogant, how to go on a job interview to be confident without being timid, how to perhaps speak to your children with confidence without being overbearing. And you're both fathers, but I'll ask you, Michael, how do you develop that confidence, frat, without,
yes, sir.
You know, without being too much?
Yeah, you know, my dad, he was on, you heard him on. My
yes.
dad taught me a long time ago, never, ever brag. Never, ever brag. And, you know, when people compliment you, be courteous enough to accept the compliment and thank them for the compliment. And I remember as a little boy, my dad, and I think this is just, I want for 1 second to talk to all the men out here, whether you have boys or girls. A part of our confidence comes from our parents. Our parents actually instilling that in us, letting us know that we are beautiful, no matter what you look like. No matter how tall you are, how you're built, just instilling that confidence in their children to help them build up their self-esteem. If it weren't for my dad and my mom, too, I must say that, I probably wouldn't be as confident as I am now. And can I just throw this out there real quick, too? If it wasn't for my wife, and this is, I'm not trying to tell women what to do, but men love the compliments of a woman. They love especially the compliments of their spouse, of their, you know, the leading lady in their life, or even their wife. My wife is very, very, very supportive of what I do. But more importantly, she is a confidence booster. My confidence stays on 100 partly because of my wife. She's always helping me to be more confident. And let me just say this as well. When I am not looking my best, my wife will absolutely tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughters as well. And Irvin knows this, having daughters. Man, daughters can be some of your harshest critics, in addition to your wife.
Yeah.
So a part of that comes from, you know, my parents instilling that in me, and then me as a father giving it back. And also, too, Irvin, let me just say this. Irvin is really good at this. He is very, very good, and men need to do this as well. We need to compliment one another.
Yes,
this
absolutely.
This has nothing to be being attracted to each other. This is just a compliment. When you see another man on the street, it's okay to say, brother, that suit is absolutely fire.
Yep.
Man, your beard is absolutely amazing. I mean, just those kinds of things, Carl, and you know this too from being in our fraternity, you know, those kinds of things happen all the time, which is, you know, part of who we are and what we do. And so, again, a lot of that, I believe, belongs to the parent, the responsibility of a parent, the responsibility of a spouse. And if you have children, I promise you, if you have daughters, they're definitely going to help you with that.
You know, Michael, it's interesting you say that because I do have a daughter. She's 23 now. But I remember when she was, I don't know, about 20 or so, when we were sitting in a restaurant, and she was saying something to me about, you know, Dad, you need to get out there and date and what have you. And then she looked at me, she said, you know, Dad, you know, I don't know, I think Dad, you've got a little swag. that when your child says to you that
absolutely
that you've got swag, you know, you need to go ahead and sop that up with a biscuit.
Yeah. Two times.
Yeah, absolutely. but here's the thing, Michael and Irvin, I want you to chime in on this also. How do you deal with, you know, the women that are sliding into your DMs as a result of the Silver Fox Squad? I mean, do you just hand your phone to your wife and just let her say, thank you, yes, he does look good, doesn't he?
I mean, I actually do. I actually do. This is the honest to God truth. I don't know if I told Irvin this yet, but I let my wife and my daughters get into the DMs, let them, and I told them they can respond to them or whatever. So, you know, I don't want people to think that it's me responding all the time. Sometimes it's my wife. Sometimes it's my daughters, because I just want to be an open book with them, because you do have some of these DMs, and Irvin knows way better than I do. They are interesting. Very.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they send pictures, too.
Oh, Lord. Not the pictures, though.
Oh, man.
So, you know, but there had to be, Irvin, you had to have had a conversation with your wife when this thing first started. A dinner conversation.
Yeah. Oh man.
A kind of a sit on the edge of the bed, pat the bed next to you, and say, honey, here, sit down for a minute. Let me talk to you for a minute.
Well, so, you said it nice and calmly, but that's not how she said it.
No, really? Okay, well, we are the fly on the wall. Give us the sanitized version of that conversation.
Oh, my God. I can only tell you, the first thing is, you know, when they put names together as Randall, and our last name is spelled very odd here, and when she come home and tell me, Wait a minute. Let me tell you, this is what we're going to do. And I said, what do you mean what we're going to do? I got this under control, you know. So I'm Mrs. Randall. And wait a minute. And what's that password again?
Ooh.
So, you know, things like that. And, you know, you better watch yourself. You know, and I am the type of person. I am so, and Mike could tell you, I'm so humble, it's pitiful. You know, I have to tell you, pull me away. I have to tell you, if you see, just pull me away, because I am the type of person, I will stand there, and I will talk to you and give no disrespect of giving you this exchange number, I'll meet you later. I don't do any of that, but I will acknowledge a lady and give her a conversation. So it's very, let me tell you, and I tell these guys as well, be careful about these DMs, you know, if you're going to reply. Because what it is, a lot of ladies are looking for a conversation to come back and forth. And sometimes you catch yourself up at 3 o'clock in the morning having a going back. Your phone is going off. And I put my eyes on silence and then there's a problem with that. Why are you turning your phone off? You scared I'm going to know something? So, you know, things like that. You know, so you have to be very precautious out here of how we doing it, how we handling it. And what I do is, you know, mostly I'll send a heart back or a kiss or something. I do acknowledge that, you know, you sent me a message or something like that, but you don't have to send me pictures. I do get it. You know, so just being careful and make sure your home is taken care of. I tell these guys all the time, even with your wife,
you do.
Girlfriend. Yes, I say make sure that your home is being, you know, everything is there before we get on this plane and meet, because these ladies are out here. And all ladies, you know, they move in different ways. And you got to learn that out there as to how they approach you. And Mike can tell you, we were out in Miami on South Beach. And oh, my God. We could just like, they just fell on top of us. And we was like, wait a minute. And we ran up in the ice cream shop. And it kept saying, well, we want ice cream, too.
Ooh. The swirl.
Irvin is a great teacher. He's probably used to this. And he is extremely humble. But some of these women are very, very aggressive, and you have to just tell them you gotta thank you, we appreciate it, but
you know, that's where it ends. That's where it is.
The flirtgressive. Flirtgressive.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
So, okay, so here's the question, because now I'm going to get you in trouble, Mike. So what if your wives decide to do the Silver Foxes squad?
Oh, man, that might be dope. What do you think, Irvin? Lady Silver Fox Squad?
The Silver, you guys are the Silver Fox Squad. Maybe you can have the Foxy Silver Squad.
That would be dope, man. That would be dope.
You know, you could just give me my cut.
Listen, there's some, I've actually gotten DMs from, and just in my comments from some women, they are absolutely gorgeous, beautiful women.
Yeah.
With the silver hair. So let me just real quick, ladies, if you have silver hair, stop dyeing your hair. Let it come in. I've seen some of the most, man, some of the most beautiful women with that silky silver or white hair. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah,
that
platinum stuff. Absolutely fantastic.
There you go. And it's beautiful. But they come to the beauty shop every Saturday and want to put color on it.
Where do you think you're going to take this, Irvin? Are we looking at a reality show for you guys, or even something bigger than that? I beg your pardon?
I said, speaking.
I mean, you know, I do what I can. I try to educate and inspire. But
thank you, Prophet.
What do you think is the future of it? Because I certainly do think that there is the need for all avenues of mentoring. And because a lot of people think when you talk about mentoring that we're talking about kids in the streets or what have you. But it seems to me that when you're dealing with, you know, young men who are really on the verge of greatness but still are not quite sure, that this is a niche market for you. This is something that could really, really blow up into a fraternity of care for young black men.
We're walking in that direction. I can only tell you that when I tell the guys to look in their Instagram, to look in their insight, and when we look at our insight, you can tell that. And I'll use mine for example. I have 46% of young men between 24 and 36 are following me. And that tells me and my manager, hey, they're watching you. They're seeing what you're doing. They're looking at how you are aging, how gracefully you're aging, and how you're carrying yourself and you're exercising and doing and what are you eating and things like that. So we want not only to take the young men aboard and help them as much as we can. We want to help the older men as well, too. We just don't want them to sit at home on the sofa because you're 50. Oh, there's nothing for me to do. Oh, man, there's a lot out there for you to do. We want you to get up and motivate yourself, you know, because there was an old saying, oh, you're old, go somewhere and sit down. No, you don't have to go anywhere, sit down, get up and do what you need to do. And keep it going. I know for myself, and I tell them, I want longevity out of this, you know. I want to live at least till I'm 100 years old so I can look back and say I didn't regret anything I've done as far as giving out and putting out and helping guys, because whoever thought at this point that the Silver Fox Squad would be a mentor, where we have guys, you know, asking, what do you do? How do you do this? Where do you work out at? What are you eating? You know, so I never thought it would go in that direction, but we're glad that it is in that direction because, you know, one of the things is most of our African-American brothers, you know, and I tell them all the time, hey, man, y'all go to the doctor, go get your shot, go get vaccine, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of guys out there, they refuse to go to the doctor. They're scared to go to the doctor because they're scared what the doctor may say to them, and that's okay. But, you know, these are things that we have to know as African-American men and Asian and European men. We have to do these things in order to have longevity because I could tell you I was one of the ones. We were supposed to go to Chicago, and Mike can tell you, oh, man, that was going to be the biggest thing. But COVID hit me here in my house, and I had to stay at home for 6 weeks.
Wow.
And you know, man, and looking at that,
you know, I'm just blessed to be alive because it's real out there. It's real.
Well, it seems like you guys are going to continue to be a blessing to a lot of people. And let me say, not just to young men, but you may be an example for young women to see what men can be.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Look, Urban Randall, Michael Johnson of the Silver Fox Squad, thank you so much inspiring me. I'm not going to grow a beard. It's just not going to happen. But, you know, look. It's not going to happen, man. It's not going to work. Look, I'm out of here. Take care. Thank you so much. Good luck, right, guys.
Thank you so much, Al.
Absolutely. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, July 23rd. For news director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.